May 13th, 2016, it's the Watt from Pedro Show. Show in Pedro, but now with Brother Matt, he's indisposed, but I'm not totally man alone because via the wonders of Skype, thank you, the inventors there in Estonia, I get to talk with Jessica Harris, Petra Haight, who are in Grass Valley, as I speak to you now, on a tour. And did you play in Grass Valley?
Yeah, we played last night at Center for the Arts.
An arts center.
Yeah.
So kind of like a community. It's not your typical bar.
No. It was like a theater. Like a little theater, yeah, right. An arts center right on Main Street.
Okay. I should say, we start off the show with every time we say goodbye, something live, John Coltrane, 62, and then Petra Haight and Jesse Harris, Seemed Like a Good Idea, and that's from the new album. But Pet's been on a bunch of times, Jesse, and has told us about her journey through music, although it's still going, of course, and this is another chapter. But I'd like to get into yours so we can catch you up.
Okay,
so
great.
So what's your furthest back music memory?
You mean of playing music or just hearing music?
Oh, music.
Music.
It can be a bunch of different forms, right? Playing.
Yeah,
I mean, hearing.
My parents were big music listeners, so I mean, I remember as a kid.
Music in the pad.
What's that?
In the pad, in your house where you grew up.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's that, Jesse?
I grew up in New York City, in Manhattan.
Okay, so they're playing, it must have been an apartment then, probably.
Yes, exactly.
And so they're playing records, that's what you first remember, is hearing records.
Okay. Yeah.
Were they musical people?
My father wanted to be a pianist, but he didn't start playing until his 30s, and he just didn't have time and maybe not the dedication. But I remember him at the piano practicing, and he had a piano teacher.
Okay.
But he never really could get off the ground with it, and so he encouraged me to study the piano. And
you know, Joe Baez started guitar at 27. That was one of the wonderful things about pop movement, because you had people getting into it that never got into it.
Yeah.
What do you think got your pop to start? I think that's pretty balls out. You know, the painter Vincent, he only did his last 10 years. Some dudes, it's a later thing.
Yep. Yeah. They say that, you know, you can start at any time. It's just a matter of putting in the hours, I guess. And,
okay.
And a lot of people just don't, you know.
Okay, but he wanted to hand that, challenge to you.
Yes.
So as a little boy, did you get a piano teacher?
Yeah, I did. And the funny thing is, I wanted to play the guitar. And finally, at one point, my piano teacher tried to teach me how to play guitar, at which point she probably should have told my parents, I think he should just switch to a guitar teacher.
No, you mean there was a guitar in the pad there?
Yeah, actually, my mom moved away to California for a few years when I was young. And when she came back, whoever had sublet her apartment left a guitar in the closet, and that was my first guitar.
Oh, wow. So it was kind of a chance.
Yeah, totally.
And you wanted to play guitar. Why? Because you're hearing guitar music, you're seeing people play.
Yeah, I liked rock. I didn't want to play Bach and Beethoven. I wanted to play, you know, the rock songs that I was listening to.
I've got an opinion. What do you think of this? Rock and roll actually is piano music.
Well, I mean, sure.
I think the guitar came later.
Oh.
You hear that? You Little Richard, Jerry Lee Lewis, they hang a guitar on Elvis, you know, to bring in a little country thing. But I think this is just a wild theory.
What, like,
you don't
Richard
have to get the chisel out and start carving it in stone.
Right.
It's just a wild theory. I really do think it's piano music that went over. And just think about it. Much more econo guitars, and you can bring them to different places, you know, until the electric keyboards. Piano was kind of tough.
Right.
You had to have it in your pad. In fact, me and D. Boone, we didn't know anybody. They were so expensive, the first electric ones.
Right,
But anyway, so the piano teacher caves in. So, was she strict? You know, a lot of times you hear stories about piano teachers when you're young, and I've had people on the show that learned to hate music because of lame piano teachers hitting their knuckles with rulers and shit.
Well, she didn't go that far, but I have to say, but you know, it was a lot of scales and arpeggios, and I just thought, if this is music, I don't want to do it.
You had to learn to sight read?
Yeah, yeah.
Left hand, bass, right hand, treble.
Yes, everything.
Actually, you're a one-man band on a piano. It's kind of interesting. I can understand why a lot of composing comes out. So anyway, she's trying to give you lessons in both instruments.
Well, the guitar thing was like just once that she tried to do it. Finally, I quit the piano, but then I still had this hankering to play music, and I wanted to learn Bob Dylan songs, and so I took
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he had a big break in Manhattan there.
Yes, he did.
So that's crazy. Look, what about playing this either way? What can you tell me about this?
Oh, about that tune? Well, that's the only duet between me and Petra singing on the record.
Okay, we'll get into how you made it. Okay, let's hear it right now, either way.
Telling to yourself for years and years. opportunity. Cast away a better day beautifully. A front row movie viewing you and me and what is soon to be our home. I belong to the arms of infinity. Explore the higher levels of my sensory. In this world full of misery, imprison me. Through the trinity and wars against my enemies. Now I propose a toast to a new beginning. Walk tall, fly with a heavy heart. Can't die now, we all gotta play our part. Peace and harmony and love on a higher plane. Hate and pain on the rise, shame on you for being sane. It's not in vain, go over it in your own lane. It's not a game, but never easy to explain. Before they put me in the sandals from which I came, I shall attest to the truth. There's many names I put aside, the windows from the outside, and how I lie there with no compromise. My spirit on the rise, my body cries. I hold on to a tight grip to reality. We look from opposite ends of the mothership. Yet I'm pulled by your gravity to balance me. And it has to be something special here before we settle here. Bless the universe.
By leeches, we run for cover. Papa in a pagan church. Of stones, a mound with wind as walls, was the beasts in the village wail. With forensic science as our knives, we scythed into their faith as they outlawed us. Thank you.
When she's asleep, when you're half asleep, put your ear on her heart and listen. A sound or a smell can touch you off guard. What are you afraid of and what do you want? Hair, is it a symbol of recovery? Oh no. Survival tactics, Maria by the co-op. She always used to smile at me. Oh no. Now she's been deported. The voice of the gas. Just for now.
Liberated. to do such a plan may hold out to my own country. As one of the great powers, we reject it. Every man, woman, and child lives under a nuclear sword of Damocles, hanging by the slenderest of threads, capable of being cut at any moment by accident or miscalculation or by madness. The weapons of war must be abolished before they abolish us. Or die in vain, let us call a truce to terror. However difficult, and Michelle is dead. So let us here resolve. In vain, let us call a truce to terror. Let us call a truce to terror. Or die in vain, let us call a truce to terror. Call a truce to terror.
I was walking near home when the clouds above broke. Streaked your face like you'd been crying. You said, come on, don't wait. There's a happier place. All that stands in your way is the trial. And I felt the words of a thousand lost birds. True from my tongue before fall. Each feather that lay in the mud and the rain is just seconds from reaching their call. If all that we draw, we just keep picking up.
Shaken. watching the sunset over the gnarled hill, I howl my words at the wind. No one's listening and I'm still pissed. Soon they'll be glad of the rain. Crawling out of a trap I don't belong. What makes a man start a fire? Now there's a riddle no one knows. Where's the understanding? We're almost real gone. Let's pick up the whiskey and drink till we're done.
Watch for Pedro show. Yeah, either way, from Petra Hayden and Jesse Harris off the brand new record. Then we had Slippers and Esalon from Long Beach with New Beginnings. Lemon Kittens. I found all my old Lemon Kitten punk records and been playing that. Afraid of Being Bled by Leeches. And brand new Tobacco, Mr. Tom with Gods and Heat. Kyoka High Chill number 10. That's all the Kyoka I got. Brother Steve McKay, Missing Much, with the Radon Ensemble, 200,000 sax players in Nashville. Then Howie Reeve off his new record, Survival Tactics. That's acoustic bass, but not stand-up like your pop, Pet. These kind of look like acoustic guitars.
Oh, right, yeah.
He's living up in Glasgow. And Jim Brown with Liberated. I just saw him do I guess he's the only guy besides the composer, Rafael Ortiz, this deconstruction concert. He took a fucking axe to a piano. He had a buddy, a native buddy of his, blowing out, singing and doing drums, and then he went at this piano, a stand-up, I guess they're called, Pizzo told me, and yeah, it was intense, like camping. And then Pull Anchor with Slenderest of Threads. Me and my second man just played up in the desert with Pull Anchor. Talking about parts of California that ain't so CalPet. And then Dan Michelson in the Coast Guards with Lost Birds. That's over across the sea where Howie is. And finally, this is from a brand new band, King Harvest of the Way, but it's got Ben Addy had me read a poem he wrote for his debut thing. Okay, back to Jesse Harris and his voice through music. Jesse, so you quit the piano about what age?
I quit at about 14.
Okay, so like junior high.
Yeah.
And like covertly you're trying to do guitar on your own?
No, that came a few years later, a couple years later.
Did you play in the school band? Did you do any of that?
Nope. No. I just started, you know, when I started playing the guitar, it was just to, you know, learn songs. I wanted to learn Bob Dylan and Neil Young songs, and I was playing harmonica too. And
so get that little rig that goes around your neck so you can do both.
Yeah, I did. I had that.
Twofer.
And then as soon as I started to play guitar, I started to write songs. So that's how songwriting.
Oh, so you didn't stay in copy world long?
No.
Okay, that's great. You started writing tunes. So
I started immediately. Within a couple of weeks of playing the guitar, I started writing songs.
So you stumbled upon the idea of music as expression.
Yeah,
so you had stuff inside you wanted to get out.
Yeah, because I had been a writer. I wrote short stories, which
you mean,
I still
you mean
do.
Literature.
Yeah, but I just thought that songs would be a much more social and fun way to write, and so I decided to put my energy into writing songs instead of writing stories.
Actually, music, like you say, social, where literature writing is really private.
Yes, it is.
It's you and the reader in these little scribbly lines.
Yes, exactly.
And I had a meeting with somebody that came to Pedro, and the guy asked me about a memoir, and as told to you, will you write with another writer? And like, I ain't talked about this shit enough, and then to another person, yeah, wow. He was very nice, but I had to say, well, I gave him a look on the face, because sometimes that's worth a thousand words, right? So you start writing. Tell me what your first songs were like. I'm sorry we don't have any old music from you to play for people.
I'm glad that you don't.
Oh, you are. Well, my first songs are horrible. The first one I wrote was, and I only wrote one as a teenager, was called Mr. Bass, King of Outer Space, and it was about me writing, playing some kind of bass solo where it blows everybody off the stage. Obviously,
wow.
I had issues.
That sounds better than my first song.
What was yours?
Tell
them. I don't remember what it was called. I'm just going to lie.
How did you know it was better?
Yours is much cooler.
Mine was shameful. Mine was, but anyway, okay, do you remember some of the things you wrote about?
Yeah, I would write about experiences. I mean, one early song I wrote that was nice was about sleeping on the beach in Monterey. I liked that one.
In California?
Yeah, I was on a road trip. After I graduated high school, I drove cross country, and we couldn't find a hotel, I remember, in Monterey, California, and so we slept on the beach.
Wow.
And so I wrote a song about that, and that was a nice song.
You went on a road trip. So you're playing guitar. Are you playing for people? Are you doing gigs?
Yeah, I started playing gigs pretty soon after I...
As Jesse Harris, a man alone, or were you part of a band?
I played with another guitar player at college. I went to school, and then we started doing some gigs.
What's his name? We should...
His name was Chris Jennings.
Chris?
Jennings. Yeah, you wouldn't, you know...
Thank you, Chris Jennings, for playing with Jesse Harris in college. What college was that, Jesse?
What's that? What college? Cornell.
Oh, wow, Ithaca.
Yeah.
What's his name? Billions and Billions. That's Carl Sagan, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Billions and Billions. That's what I remember. His talking was kind of had... Michio Kaku's got a voice. Some of these scientists have good voices. There's a brother, too, with a Muslim name, who the voice is just so great, and you forget it's science and all this complicated stuff.
Right.
There's quite a skill in that. Okay, so you guys are a duet.
And what we were like doing playing, things like, you know, doing old songs, but also songs of mine. I remember we played on it like in the cafeteria.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. And I was going to say maybe coffee houses or some.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
That kind of thing. Okay, when I saw you with Pet at the the Largo, but when it moved to that vaudeville theater.
Oh right, yes. Oh, you were there that night.
I started the pit.
Oh.
You don't remember? I got the pit going. No, I got a bad knee. I can't do that shit. No pogoing for a while. But yeah, I saw that show, and you had a whole band.
Right.
And all this. So I'm wondering about the transition. How long do you play acoustic guitar with Chris there?
Oh, that thing? Oh, that was like... I mean, it was on and off throughout college, but I started playing with another guitar player named Greg Miller, and we did a thing, but then I had a band, and then...
Okay, so this band, that's your first band, right?
My first band was in college. We were doing mostly covers, but we were doing originals of mine. I had so many different bands in college.
Oh, okay, you're trying different things. Did you like, join other people's?
No.
It'd always be your bands, and you brought cats in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting. You like the rudder.
Yeah.
You like your hand on the tiller.
That's right.
Some guys are keel guys. Some guys are bow. Ig definitely is bow.
But yeah, so it wasn't until after college that I started playing with female singers. I had this group called Once Blue, and that was my first, you know, experience getting signed to a record company and all that, and putting out an album.
Okay.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
I met this singer named Rebecca Martin, and we started a band with these jazz musicians like Kurt Rosenwinkel, Ben Street, and Kenny Wallison, and Jim Black. No, Jim Black is a drummer. Jim plays with Nels Klein, too.
Oh, that one. Yeah, but there's Jimmy Black who plays with Tom Verlaine, right?
Oh, okay, yeah, different Jim Black.
Yeah, no, I saw this Jim Black play with Nels Klein at the Stone. I know what you're talking about now.
Right, yeah.
Avant-garde.
Yeah, and
probably can do anything.
Yeah.
So how'd that go?
It went great. That was the first time.
That's the first time you're going into a studio and...
Yeah, and also the first time where I wasn't the lead singer. I was the guitar player, songwriter, kind of, you know, similar to what I'm doing with Petra right now.
Okay.
So,
a band leader, but not, featured.
Not the front person.
Yeah.
I'm the front person.
Petra's the front lady. Person.
The front lady. The Billie Holiday.
No, but you're a front person, and we're both front people.
Right.
Well, you know, life's about taking turns.
Yes.
Sometimes you're here, sometimes you're there. I think to get a good education with this school of life thing, you got to take turns.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to ask people to take direction, like I've asked Petra to do, then I should learn how to do it 125 months with Stooges.
Right.
Okay. I see you did say, so how'd that work out? Did you do the tour thing? And
we did we made a record. We were on tour for a year. We made a second record and did that whole thing where the label rejected the record and it was a nightmare. And, you know, yeah. Then the label folded. And we were on EMI Records. And then.
Yeah, tiny little company.
Yeah. And they folded. And then, you know, then we kept trying. Anyway, then the band broke up. But it was a good experience for sure.
Okay, but you were still located in New York City?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so where's the connect with Pet?
With Petra, fast forward, you know, almost 20 years, I met Petra in L.A. We were both guests on the show of Anthony Wilson's group, The Curators, at the Blue Whale in downtown L.A.
Yeah.
And Petra doesn't drive, and so...
Oh, you heard it.
Anthony asked me to pick her up, so I picked her up, and we were talking, and we did two nights, I think, there. Anyway, she gave me her, you know, a couple of her albums.
Petra, didn't you get a license?
No!
Oh, I thought you were going to get one at one time. That doesn't mean you have to drive. Anyway, so you picked her up.
Yeah, and I gave her one of my records, this record called Born Away. And
kind of a foist. Right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she loved it and asked me to produce her album.
Did you know about Imaginary Land?
No, she gave me Petra Goes to the Movies and she gave me the Hayden Triplets.
Oh, so this is way later. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just a couple years ago.
Yeah, right.
And she asked me to produce her record. And so at first when we started off, that was the plan. I was going to produce her record. And she started learning songs of mine, and then we started writing songs. And then by the time we recorded, it ended up just being all my songs, you know, or songs that we had written together. And after we made the album, Petra said, you know, it feels weird to have this just be my record. I feel like this is really our record. And we kind of realized that it would be more interesting, too, to present the record as a collaboration. Instead of just a Petra Hayden album, you know? And so that, it was really Petra's idea to make this more of a project with the two of us. And
you're talking about the stuff I saw. What's that theater called?
The Largo.
Largo. That's
the little room. They call that the little room.
Yeah, the little room. Okay. The Largo. That's where I saw it. I think that's material before this material.
Is there no.
No?
No, so we, yeah.
Oh, my memory's that bad? It just hadn't been recorded yet?
Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe it had been. I'm not sure when that show is...
It's been a long work in progress.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, so we recorded this record, like, last year, early
last
year.
Oh, it is last year. So you might have been just working on those things that I saw. Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, there was guys on Lap Steel. I mean, there was a whole band. I mean, it was...
Maybe that was a different thing
you saw.
Yeah,
I think you saw a different stuff.
Oh. See how stupid I am? I'm so sorry, Jesse. So sorry, Pat.
Well, it's okay, because we did play Lars.
I know it was you people.
Right.
It just was different stuff. Yeah, because this was a couple years ago.
Right, okay.
Look, we're at the end of the first hour of May 13th, 2016. Oh, God, it's Friday 13th. Be careful, Cats.
Yeah.
Guest, Jesse Harris, Petra Hayden, hold tight for hour two. May 13th, 2016. It's second hour of the Watt for Pedro show.
Don't know if my own There has always been madness, creativity in storms, passion, grieving, and laughter, love, poetry, and strong women, gay men too, loving men, women loving women, all throughout our bloody history. It has been contorted and twisted, held down, and we are oppressed by the hand of the church. Are we so terribly frightening just by being human? How much have we lost by this blind, stupid oppression? A few people's idea of structure. We actually questioning the male power. They brainwash the foolish ones, so we all go along in ignorance. Just look at our beautiful creativity, our wonderful way of accepting life with all of its horrible events. Is that so terribly threatening? Whose crimes are they trying to hide? That we might speak up softly, put the hammer in his place, and stand up to the church.
The grain could inspire a song.
Mark from Pedro Show to start a second hour off of Jesse Harris, Petra Hayden doing Fool's Paradise, I've been correct. Then we heard Joe Brewer with The Church, Al's Bag, Poison Sea, brand new from her solo record, A Very Be Careful, La Broma, Unknown, they're going to be on the show soon, some accordion rock, Yurt, Unknown Component, brand new out of Dublin there, Bushy, A Moment's Thought, Racist Ice Cream Truck out of Toledo, that's Dan McGuire, who's also working on Unknown Instructor Number 4 with me and George Hurley, along with Jay Masks. Out of Madrid, great label called Love Monk, Cajas Sin Horse by Strand and the Banksters, and finally, brand new Boris. Greg brought it to me from, it's off a fucking video game thing, Ninja Slayer or something, Arashi no Ken. Back to the story of Jesse Harris and Petra Hayden, where I screw it up. I saw these guys, but they weren't doing what they're doing now. What did I see at Largo? There, it's on Fairfax, right?
Yeah.
The old Largo?
No.
It's on
La Cienega.
That's it, La Cienega. The old one was across from Canner's, right?
Right, exactly.
So okay. Which show are you?
About one that was on La Cienega, and it used to be an old vaudeville theater.
Right.
And so, you guys had a bunch of cats. It wasn't a duet.
Right. I think
you, Pat, you might have fucking done a duet with that movie man. Maybe Moon River.
Oh, Bill Frisell?
No.
The movie.
Singer guy, a tripper. Director. He sings with a girly voice, pretty, very pretty. Vincent Gallo.
Vincent Gallo!
Oh, I wasn't at that show.
No, yeah, that was with...
That was another one?
Yeah, that was with Woody Jackson.
All my time with Pet blends into one. You know, I've known her since she's like, how old, Pet?
13 or something like that.
Maybe it's all one gig.
Wow.
Anyway, I remember this place, though, and you and Jesse, you had a bunch of cats on stage with you.
Yeah, that was with Woody Jackson.
Woody! That's Woody. Right.
Yeah.
That's right. And that's another collaborator. Jesse, for he had glasses on, maybe. I don't know.
Funny you mentioned Woody, because Woody... is responsible for this album because he let us use his recording studio.
Is that so? It was done here in SoCal. Okay.
Yeah.
Woody. Yeah. Okay. Because Woody's done a couple projects with Pet. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting it straight. See, that's why I wanted you guys as guests on the show because I've been troubled by this. You can clear it up. So anyway, so you bring these songs that you guys have been both writing together and stuff.
Yeah.
And you make the thing at Woody's studio.
Yeah.
Now, what about you guys? Actually, you know, you're the main people, the principals, but you had side people?
Yes, we did. I was actually in L.A. because I was doing a tour of my own for an album that I had put out with this duo from Brooklyn called Star Rover. And so those guys played on the record with us, and there was this bass player in L.A. named Gabe Noel.
Who plays with the Hayden Triplets.
That's right.
And then we had various guests.
And the drummer is Ry Cooter's boy, right?
Yeah.
And then
we had various guests.
Yeah, we brought in John Bryan, and we brought in our friend Rob Moose on strings, and a pianist named Aaron Parks.
Okay. Wow. So, how long about to make it?
Fast. Too short.
We recorded the whole thing in like 5 days.
I know, and I still, you know, have some issues.
Okay. But that just was the situation. You had to do it.
Yeah, I had to do it fast.
And it was a quick mix, too, right?
Yeah. Mixing, we had a little more time because we were working with someone who had his own space, his own studio. Okay. So we were able to go back and forth with revisions. So the mixing was quite meticulous, but recording was fast.
Okay. And, so I know what you mean, Pat. You're saying that it's good to start off with something that you not try to fix in the mix, try to fix in the beginning.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. Yeah. But
we didn't have to fix anything in the mix.
Well, I was sick. I had a cold. I was just getting over the flu.
Wow.
And I said, I should sing this, like, when I'm better. And Jed said, no, you sound great. You sound great.
It's that Dylan thing, that nasal Dylan thing.
That's interesting. Well, we did try one tune when you were better, and the old vocal was better.
Yeah, yeah.
She wow. was great, man. Her vocals are great. Don't listen to her.
Yeah, that shows to go you. What about this, how could I have known?
Shows to go you.
That's a joke there, Jess.
I like it.
What about this, How Could I Have Known?
That was one of the tunes that we wrote together. It was one of the last songs we wrote right before we did the recording.
Okay, let's listen.
Just the smallest taste of what will be. But I'm gonna watch the bluebirds fly over my shoulder. I'm gonna watch them pass me by. Oh, but maybe when I'm older, what do you think I'd see? If I could walk away from such endless revisions in my mind. And Candace says, you know I hate those quiet places that give you that smallest taste of what will be. But I'm gonna watch the bluebirds fly. They're gonna fly so high over my shoulder, and I'm sure gonna watch them when they pass me by. But I may wait till I get older now. What do you think I'd see if I could walk away from?
They don't bend it, they break it. It's not clear what you get out of this, but you'll make sure you can get out of it with no remorse. Of course, you're tried for treason. It's the heaviest season. Make me tired. Our time expired.
Jalopy, jalopy.
And driving.
And driving.
And driving. Thank you.
for Pedro's show. That was How Could I Have Known, the last song written before it was whole album recorded, Petra Hayden, Jesse Harris. Then we had Peter Laughter, Don Harvey, Candy Says, Lou Reed too. Peter Laughter, a huge influence on Cleveland scene. Maybe you check that out one day. Platitudes, Negative Example, that's Bucky Pope out of Madison. Tripe Soup, Chris Burns out of Montreal, I think his avant-garde thing. Deerhoof has a brand new album, Plastic Thrills is the tune. Barris Whitfield, The Savages, My Baby Don't Come Home. I got to talk with him last month. He's coming here next week, but I have to go be part of the 40th anniversary of the first Ramones album with Clem Burke and Cheetah Crow. Joey's brother Mickey Lay asked me to go do that. So I will be in your hometown there, Jesse, next week.
Oh, right on.
And I've been doing that album, those 14 tunes, over and over. It's, you know, I never analyzed Ramones. It's actually pretty intense. And I found out Dee Dee wrote a lot of the tunes.
Oh, really?
So yeah, quite an honor.
I had a moment last summer where I was addicted to Rocket to Russia.
The third album.
That's a second? Is that the third?
Isn't it Leave Home?
Oh, yeah. And then
Maybe
Rocket
I'm wrong. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Ramones by the Ramones is the first one.
But yeah, Rocket to Russia, I can't, man.
But this trippy thing where you end one phrase with a chord, and then you start the next phrase with the same chord. You know, first experienced that with Jay Mass, because I thought it was so strange. The Ramones do it like crazy.
Oh, wow.
Also, they like to go around three times instead of four. Yeah, just a whole bunch of things. Very interesting and good prac. Also, I'm using my fingers, so I get them all stiff to be a fake pick.
Okay.
Kind of like Pet's Pop. I'm more of a finger man
than
a pick man. Nothing against picks, though. Gigi Bam with a brand new jalopy out of Oaktown up north. And finally, Controversy, Queen of Chinatown. I think they're SoCal. You decide to go on a tour for this album.
Yes, because, the record just came out.
Yeah.
And so we've been touring. We did an East Coast tour, and then we went to Japan and played in Tokyo for a week, and then we went to Shanghai.
Yeah.
And now we're doing the West Coast.
Yeah.
And it looks like we're going to do Europe in the fall, and then we're going to do another West Coast tour with the full band.
You mean right now it's just the duet?
Right now it's duet. In Japan and China was full band, and we played New York with the full band.
Okay.
But now we're duo, but then we'll be like full band again on the West Coast because we're going to play San Francisco Jazz Festival and then come all the way down the coast to L.A. and play there too.
Okay. Well, when do you think that'll be?
In December, early December.
Wow, so you got the rest of the year planned.
We do, but nothing this summer for us, but then we'll be back at it again in, like, November.
Yeah, because, you know, I got an opera to record with Pat when she gets some time.
Oh, all right. Okay.
We're at the end of the second hour, May 15th, 2016, edition Watford Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour three. May 13th, 2016, it's the third hour of the Watford Pedro Show.
Cold place you found where your wings City, hillbilly, it don't matter your race, just your class. Send you to college and on top you get paid. The fight for freedom pays more than minimum wage. But if you don't make it through as one of the proud and the few who don't come back battered and tattered or shattered, sick or insane, those trauma deniers and tuition check signers can say all that we did was ask. And that's the hell of the poverty draft. They say it's just like a video game. They disassociate. Took the shrapnel for your country, took lives so that others might live. Brother, that we forgive, live or die, that was it. But when you close your eyes, fire lights up the sky. And screams and the cries are some hellish refrain. Dark demons still haunt you. Uncle Sam, he still wants you to get on that big airplane again. Back home. Have no first name, and this cycle of sickness remains. Thank you.
that rescues your love. It's become life's elixir. That's what I'm thinking of. And I know what elation is. Delicate and fragile. Barefoot in the dark, I walk with you. Spellbound and romantic. Faithful and in love. It gives a person reason to believe. Playful and protective. Lively and amused. I'll do anything I could. People of life, bolstered by the rapture, sustained by the scar. This is a gift I wished for. Why faith in the world?
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Bound and romantic, faithful and in love. It gives a person reason to believe. Playful and protective, lively and amused. I'll do anything I could to keep alive. Bolstered by the rapture, sustained by the regard. This is a gift I wished for, and why I have faith in the world. What I'm thinking of, and I know what elation is. Delicate and fragile, barefoot in the dark, I walk with you. Oh, you, I'd do anything I could to keep a love like you.
Yeah.
it's on fire. Better throw it in the water. Look at her laughing like a heifer to the slaughter. Baby's on fire. Better throw it in the water. Look at her laughing like a heifer to the slaughter. Baby's on fire.
Watch for Pedro Show, third hour. We started off with Petra Hayden and Jesse Harris doing All the Leaves. What can you tell me about that tune?
Well, that was a really cool one because that was a tune that John Bryan came in and did this incredible multi-track accompaniment of prepared piano and blew us away.
And he hadn't even heard the song. Right when he came in the studio, we just played it for him, and he said, "Okay, yeah, no problem." And he just was like, you know, this genius at work. He you know, looked at the piano, opened it up, started putting tape on. Was it tape or like paper or?
He had like it was sort of like silly putty, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Or with tape.
Just in the moment, he improvised to what he was hearing.
Sort
of like Dallas Klein does that stuff, yeah. Not so much silly putty. He's more ray gun and egg beater. Then we heard Al Scorch with Poverty Draft.
I don't remember.
A labor camp.
And he strung some kind of tape through the strings.
Okay.
I don't know, but it was prepared piano.
Draco Battles, Minerva Labor Camp. That's Kurt from Nip Drivers and Paul Rossler. Freaks, Blue Shoes. We had a... Ruben on last week. That was a drummer man turned guitar. Like, how many times did that happen? Dr. Amazon Osaki, Diane Marie Clova, Rescue, Big Crux, Future Cat, and finally Super Pitcher with Babies on Fire, which is a Brian Eno tune, as we all know. Okay, so you brought in some experimental thing with Autumn Leaves.
Yeah.
Or whatever, All the Leaves. Autumn Leaves is that's that standard, right?
Yeah.
There's like 5,000 versions of that. Yeah. Great one by Tripod Jimmy, if you ever get a chance. So, you using treated piano, some people would consider that avant-garde, experimental. But there's other sounds that are much more traditional on your record. Off the air, people, we were talking about the burden and the slavery of labels and genre specifications. And why can't music just be music? And Jesse, you had some interesting ideas about Americana.
Yeah, it's a strange label because it indicates a certain type of music, but it's very vague, and it's hard to understand what that really means, America.
Have you had to deal with people talking about your music?
Well, luckily, I haven't really fallen under that category, so I don't have those expectations placed on me. But
easy listening.
We Petra and I like to think of our album as easy listening.
Okay. That almost makes it so you could come from any country.
That's right.
You've had a name for it, too. You had a name recently, but I forget what it was. It was like, you said it the other day. It was perfect, and I, of course, forgot.
I don't remember.
Not easy listening, but like,
Porchmore?
No, I don't remember.
No, that wasn't taken. Well, you'll think of it again. But the whole idea of labels, right? So when you go in there, and you got this tune, you've written a tune, and you want it realized. Everything's device, right? All options are open?
Sure, absolutely. I look at recording as a process of discovery. And, you know, that's what's exciting about making a record, because you don't know what's going to happen. You get players that you like, and
right,
then you see what happens.
In a way, the tune is what, like the launch pad, the springboard.
Yeah, recording is about letting go and not about controlling the situation.
We're going to play Gone as Those Days.
Yeah, okay, cool. That was another one that Petra and I co-wrote.
So, I was just going to ask, Pet, are you writing words?
I tried a little bit. I just wrote out some where Jesse was really trying to encourage me to write, and I kept saying...
Well, you've talked to me about this before, that like a big goal of yours is someday be a lyric writer.
I mean, but I think I've accepted that I'm not good at it. I don't...
No, you just got to keep bashing at it.
But I don't like doing it.
Okay. Well, there was a little period I remember you telling me where you really wanted to try and do it.
I wish I could.
Yeah.
I really do, but I'm not, it's just, you know, people are just born with this gift of writing. I just can't do it. I try. I mean, I just sat down with Jesse and I told him the story, but I also wrote, wait, did I actually write the words?
You wrote some words and then we kind of, you know, messed with them a little.
Yeah, and then Jesse just came out with, like, you know, he made my little, whatever I wrote and whatever I was talking about, he just,
fleshed it out.
Fleshed it out.
Okay, let's flesh this out.
Flesh this out.
Let's start fleshing.
I'm coming as fast as love will let me. If it wasn't for the money, I'd never leave you alone. Being close by, he just lifts the whole world from me. Your arms are my home, sweet home. Try not to wonder where I'd be without you. I just glide along thanking each and every lucky star. Since you came to me, I'm all done searching. 'Cause I know nothing could be sweeter than you are. Sweet as the laurel, sugar cane rum. Girl, you're just as sweet comes. Sweeter than bluegrass in the warm Kentucky sun. You are just as sweet. Thank you. the way you make me feel inside. Love don't have to describe. It's like a smile through my whole body. It's like honey on the tongue, sweet as the laurel, sweet as sugar cane or rum. Girl, you're just as sweet cum, sweeter than bluegrass in the warm Kentucky sun. You are just as sweet cum.
cha cha. I lean in close to hear a voice. It seems to me I have no choice. The words I cannot follow. Then, since I could not understand it, I take its life by squeezing with my fleshy hand. Bewildered by this newfound force, I leave my tomb, I did it no more. To come to this conclusion, there is no progress to be made, to be made, to be made.
For Peter Show, the last music for this edition, Gone as Those Days, Petra Hayden and Jesse Harris. Petra doing words that were fleshed out by Jesse Harris. Okay. Robbie Foulkes after that with Sweet as Sweet Comes, David Nesselhoff, Nordwest, Wild Style Lion, Kingdom Come, both those from Germany. Slack Rope Walkers with Two on a Lude. Ludes. Yeah, Quaalude. That was when I was a teenager. I wonder how old those guys are. Young. How young those guys are. And then Softest with Trash Lord. And finally, Gold Crystalline Geometry by the best name I know yet in music. A band name, Entertainment Law. Is that a band name? Entertainment Law.
I like it.
Okay. So, you got a lot of this planned out for the rest of the year, Jesse.
Yeah.
About touring and stuff. What about Beyond?
Beyond, I want to make a new record.
Another record, okay.
Yeah, we were already doing new tunes live that sounds so good.
And these are ones you guys are writing?
So far, these are tunes of mine that Petra is interpreting.
That Petra gets to flesh out.
That's right.
Okay.
I told Jesse when I asked him to help me write a record or, you know, produce my record or whatever. Yeah. I said, look, you're a great song. You're a great songwriter.
Yeah.
I'm a great singer. We have to do this.
Oh, wow. You actually told him you were a great singer.
And the rest is history.
Okay. Okay. And what would you like to do different? Spend more time making?
Petra would, but I don't think we need more time. I don't think we need more.
You're going to do it here in Cali?
Yeah. I want to go back to the same studio and do it. They'll have us. And do it again.
Okay. And what would you do different? You, Jesse.
Well, I think that the next tunes would have a bit more of a classic feeling, maybe. I think this record felt, very contemporary. Like some of the tunes we would do maybe would sound like old standards or something.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a little bit of that, right?
Yeah.
But also, I want to do some more exotic stuff. And I also want to do one tune where Petra does just her a cappella thing, actually, where there's no instruments, just Petra's voice doing an interpretation of an original song. Because all of her a cappella stuff is of things that people know.
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool to have an a cappella...
Original.
So that's something...
We're not talking words. We're just talking like scat, like sounds.
No, but a song with lyrics.
But the backing music?
Yeah, the whole thing a cappella.
Okay.
But a new song. So that's one thing I want to do on the next record.
That's very interesting. I think she's up for it.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I'm a great singer.
It's hard to me imagine you telling someone that. I just had a little mind blow there, Pat, so forget it. You're a very modest person. I just can't imagine. Somebody had to, like, plant them words in your mouth and let them pop out like they were spring-loaded. That's what I'm thinking. So what's your next drive?
We're driving up to Ashland, Oregon today. We have a night off, so we're just going to go
Southern
up.
Southern Oregon, yeah, because you got to go through the Siskiyou Pass, and that can be rough sometimes.
Oh.
It's the highest point on I-5.
Oh, wow.
I've done a little bit of touring, so I know the roads. So
yes, you have.
Careful. And also that part is really windy and stuff. You know they have a Shakespeare festival in one of those little towns, maybe the one you're staying
in. In Ashland, they have
right. Can you believe? I've always seen the sign. I've never been there.
I know.
Actually, in Pedro, we got a Shakespeare by the Sea thing in the summertime.
Oh, that's nice.
And you wouldn't think in a working man town, but it's always packed. People, you got to bring their blankies. The wind gets blowing because it's on the point. But you be careful and have a good time delivering your music to folks. It's
so
good that not just on the record, which is beautiful, but you get to bring it to people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're part of that vaudeville tradition. Yodeling Cowboy Charlie was.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I feel myself part of that too, Pat. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So, everybody, it's been May 13th, 2016 edition. The Wofford Pedro Show, a very special guest is Jesse Harris, Petra Hayden. Everybody out there, keep your powder dry.